Earthlings. This is Scoop here to sing to everybody everywhere. Happy Earth Day to you. Happy Earth Day to you. Happy Earth Day, everybody. Regardless of kingdom, file of class, order, family, genus, or species, and regardless of the color of skin, fur, feathers, scales, leaves, or bark, Happy Earth Day to you. And yes, we're coming up on Earth Day, which is everybody's Mother's Day, because the Earth gave birth to all of us, the microbes and the macrobes, the ferns, the frogs, the fish, the four-leggeds, you and me, and we are all together. And Mother Earth does continue to suckle us all with air and water, food and shelter. And even though we are spinning through space at many thousands of miles an hour, we don't even have to hold on, because the Earth is holding on to us with her strong arms of gravity. She is our protector, our spaceship, our rock of ages. But we humans seem to be out of touch with our mother, and maybe that's because we stood upright, which lifted our heads too far from the ground, fostering the belief that we are above it all. Meanwhile, our major religions have come to regard the Earth as just a training planet, a place where you come to learn some lessons or burn off some karma, and then you go off to your true home somewhere else. But those beliefs are dysfunctional because they take our reverence away from the Earth and remove humans from the great web of life. So on this Earth Day, we want to give a big shout-out to Uncle Charlie Darwin, who started to spin us a new story about who we are and where we came from. And as Sir Charles wrote in the last sentence of his book, The Origin of Species, quote, "There is a simple grandeur in this view of life in which endless forms, most beautiful and wonderful, have been evolved. And that includes you and me, beautiful and wonderful earthlings, born out of the 3.5 billion year old dance drama of life on this planet, a story that contains as much awe and wonder as any Bible." To paraphrase cosmologist Brian Swim, only 4 billion years ago, the Earth was a ball of molten rock, and now it can play the guitar. So here we are on Earth Day 2017 playing music in the Holocene. Or is it the Anthropocene? Anyway, it's my scene and your scene, living through a nice interglacial period. But when people say it's a beautiful day, there's a growing menace that comes with those words. And yes, the biohazards are now in the house, with temperatures rising, oceans polluted, species going extinct, just so much trouble everywhere that the very word ecology can make you scream, eek! Ecology. And what is required of us if we're going to heal the mess we've been making is not just recycling and driving hybrid cars. It's about a change in consciousness. It's about embracing the story of evolution as our new creation myth and then making ritual around it, singing and dancing it, bringing it alive in the corridors of our psyche and the marrow of our bones. Speaking of bones, my earthling friends, our bones are made out of phosphates, silicates, carbon, the actual clay of Earth molded into this human shape. And most of our bodies are liquid, and most of that liquid has the chemical consistency of the oceans. We literally sweat and cry seawater. We're not only on the Earth, we are of the Earth, made of all natural Earth ingredients. We are certified organic. And in the story of evolution, we find that we are related to every being that ever lived through the miracle molecules of DNA, which carry the instruction manual for every form of life on this planet. So we are all cell brothers and cell sisters. Can you dig it? And there's a t-shirt from Santa Cruz biology department that reads, "You share 25% of your DNA with bananas. Get over yourself." Yes. And the good news is that once we start to see ourselves in the story of evolution, we will find reason for hope. We see that nature is one tough mother, and that life on Earth has so far survived comet collisions, continents bumping into one another, ice ages, the plague, even Henry Kissinger. So life is very likely to survive human beings and even Donald Trump. We can also find hope by remembering that the word ecology has only been in common use for about 40 years or so, and that the first UN conference on the environment only took place in 1970. A blink of an eye in biological time. We're just now waking up to our impact on the life of the planet, just now learning how we have to change our story and our way of living. And it turns out that what the Earth needs most from humans right now is a few years of negative economic growth. Mother Nature is telling us that we don't need a stimulus package, we need a sedative package. Us Homo sapiens could use a little downtime, giving our hearts and minds a chance to catch up with our brilliant tool-making ability. As an American on Earth Day, you could try consuming about a third less of everything that you normally consume. Or you could go picket in the front of the oil company of your choice, or go out into the ocean, take a swim in the primal amniotic fluid, and while you're out there, maybe tie yourself to an endangered coral reef, or play some soothing music for the fish that must be very confused lately due to the changing temperature of the ocean water. No matter what you choose to do, at some point in your Earth Day celebration, or your any day Earth celebration, take off your shoes, dance on the ground, touch your mother skin to skin, or just lay down flat, ignore your inner cynic, and give your mama a great big hug. As always, she will kiss you and forgive you and welcome you home. And this is Scoop saying, all praises to the earth, long may she spin. And as always, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. Happy Earth Day.